VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-backed Afghan government said Wednesday it does not plan to attend next month's multi-nation conference in Russia on the future of Afghanistan. Representatives of the Taliban insurgency confirmed to VOA that they, however, will attend. Afghan officials are reportedly upset because Russia did not consult with them before extending an invitation to the Taliban. Russia has also invited China, Pakistan, Iran, and 8 other countries to take part in the meeting, which is scheduled for September 4th in Moscow. Fighting disrupted some Eid al-Adha celebrations in Indian-controlled Kashmir on Wednesday. Indian security forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets to disperse anti-India protesters in the region's main city, Srinagar. Anti-India sentiment runs deep in Kashmir, a Himalayan territory divided between India and Pakistan, but claimed by both in its entirety. President Trump's national security adviser John Bolton says the reimposition of economic sanctions against Iran has had a, quote, profound effect, and the administration wants to go further than the measures that were in place before a deal was reached with Iran to end its production of nuclear weapons. Bolton spoke Wednesday during a trip to Israel.
The Iran nuclear deal mitigated the effects of its mismanagement of the economy and gave the regime new life, gave this regime that's been the central banker of international terrorism since 1979 new assets that it could use for its nuclear weapons program.
Bolton said American officials have spoken with allies about what else could be done to achieve, quote, maximum pressure on Iran. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's constitutional